Hallelujah. Good morning, precious family. Our readings this morning is Colossians 2 from verses 9 to 11.
For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ.
Hallelujah. I just look at this end part, and it's so beautiful just to see, you know, that the body of the sins of the flesh has been put off. We've been circumcised. And where do we see the body of the sins of the flesh? And what was the problem of the body of the power, this body, the spirit of the sins that brings about sins in the flesh? We see that in Romans 7, where Paul says, the good that I want to do, I can't do. And then he cries out at the end, who will set me free from the body of the sins of the flesh? Can you see the reference? And then he says, praise be to Jesus. And we go into the beautiful chapter of victory and as co-heirs with Christ, with the mind set on Christ, being led by the Spirit, so we can be the sons of God that creation is waiting for. So we can see, so why did that happen? So let's go now back to verse 9. For in Jesus the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily. So the Godhead was pleased to dwell in Jesus, and we saw that on his life on earth. And then he goes to say, and he is the head, you know, not governments is the head. He is the head of all principality of power. He's the head of this world. He's the head of heaven, and he's bringing heaven on earth as it is in heaven. So he's the one we need to look to and we need to draw from. But then he also goes on to say, and we have come to fullness of life in him. So as the joint heirs, co-heirs, everything that is available in Jesus is now available to us. As the Father sent Jesus, so he sends us as well. So we've been restored. Okay, the sins has been taken away as far as the east is from the west. Why? Because that power, that body has been put out. And we have been restored to our family, and we have been restored to the name that is recorded for us in heaven, where Jesus says to the disciples, don't rejoice in other things, but rejoice in this, that your name is written in heaven. So you got a part of the kingdom on earth, coming on earth as it is in heaven. And this, so what is the whole secret here? Abiding. We've got to stay in tune. We got to, and then abiding is continuing. And we are, this world belongs to the body of Christ. At the end, where Jesus has come to bring a separation of those who want godliness, want the God's kingdom on earth, and those that don't. And this is what's taking place. So no, Psalm 37, the righteous will inherit the earth. And what do we see now? The unrighteous is making claims to take over this earth and be a one world government. And this is why the government is on the shoulders of Jesus. And that, what does that say? That what, who are the shoulders of Jesus? That's the body. That's his bride. That's his true church. So stay strong. Don't believe the lies that Satan and his henchmen are declaring and standing for. Hold fast to who you are in Jesus. And we can see there's no fence. There's no, oh no, I'm not wanting that. I don't want to be satanic, but I also don't want to be godly. You've got to take hold of godliness. You've got to take hold of this family. You've got to take hold of the kingdom. You've got to take hold of obedience and dedication like never before. So stand fast. Stand in this freedom. Stand in this goodness and be a voice in the darkness. And why? Because you are children of the Most High God, co-heirs with Jesus, and you need to let your light shine. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.